and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I honestly have so much gratitude for every single one of you that listen to these solo casts. I absolutely love doing them, and I am always inspired by you, by your comments, by your messages, the conversations that I have in the weeks with my clients, with my candidates, and really just listening to, I guess, what is holding people back, reflecting on what used to hold me back and still does hold me back, because we're all human beings, we're all navigating through life. And what I've come to realize from speaking to so many people is that we all have the same fears. We all have the same insecurities. We all struggle from time to time with imposter syndrome and mental health. And we're all just out there really just doing the best that we can. And some weeks it looks great, and other weeks it doesn't. And sometimes it's messy, and sometimes it's amazing, and sometimes it's enjoyable, and sometimes weeks are just, you know, feel like a burden, or just things aren't going the way you want them to go. And there's just not one person that I've met in my entire career, entire lifetime, that hasn't gone through ups, downs, and everything in between. And we're all just navigating the sea of life together. And I think that we're all doing a fantastic job, and we don't give ourselves enough credit. So if you're listening to this right now and you're having a great week, amazing, enjoy it, lean into it. If you're listening to this right now and you're having a really challenging week, remember, it's a chapter, it's not your story. This too shall pass. So wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing right now, nothing is permanent. Remember that. Enjoy the good times and just relax and surrender as much as you possibly can in those tough times. Remember that it's not going to go on forever. And I think the key piece is just learning to let go and surrender as much as possible. The one thing I've learned about life is that we can no longer plan years in advance. Like, things change. The world is constantly evolving. We're constantly evolving. Our priorities are changing. We're always changing. Every single cell in our body is ever evolving and changing. So if you're out there right now doing the best that you can, I want to give you a big virtual high five and say, keep going, because we're all on this journey together. And I think it's really important to remember that, you know, everyone's just a human being doing the absolute best they can. And everyone's just trying to figure things out and stumble forward and make mistakes and get back up again. And I think if we supported one another instead of criticizing one another more, we would probably all be happier human beings. But today I wanted to just give you my six rules for life, six things that I constantly remind myself of, whether I'm going for a good time or a tough time. I'm always very much reflecting on life, what it's trying to teach me, who I'm becoming as part of this journey, and making sure that I'm always in alignment with who I want to be, what's important to me, my values, and really navigating life as best as I possibly can. But these six rules have really served me well throughout my lifetime. And anytime I've sort of, I guess, broken one of these rules or intentions, or whatever you want to call them, I'm just calling them rules just because, you know, everyone knows what a rule is. But anytime I've broken one, things probably haven't gone in the right direction. So these are my six rules that I live by. I hope that you can benefit from a couple of my rules, maybe think about implementing them into your own life. But let me know what the number one rule for you was in this episode today. And if you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, it would be the biggest gift you can give me today, would just be hit that subscribe button. And if you have a couple of extra minutes, leave me a little review or a rating. I would very much appreciate that, and honestly mean the world to me. So rule number one that I live by and has served me very, very well is letting go of the past, not carrying things around with me. So this is a huge one. And actually, I've been reading a lot of Michael Singer's work at the moment. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with Michael Singer. He wrote a book called The Untethered Soul, The Surrender Experiment and his recent book, Living Untethered. And all throughout his teachings, he's very, I guess, a very spiritual teacher. But what I also love about him is that he's also somebody that's built a billion-dollar business. His story is incredible. The FBI came after him. He almost lost everything. And what he did throughout that whole process was just kept on surrendering, kept on letting go, kept on forgiving, not letting things get stored inside of him. And it's an incredibly inspiring journey. And I think that a lot of the times when I reflect back on my life, what's really held me back is when I've held on to things, not forgiven people, or just held on to something that somebody said, or a trauma that happened in the past. And that we've all gone through things in our life, right? And some things we can't just sort of drop and let go of. Sometimes we need to work through them. We need to go and get some help to work through them. So I'm not talking about those real large traumas that people have gone through in their lives. Yeah, absolutely seek help. And at one time or another, of course, you're going to have to move on from it, let it go, because otherwise it'll hold you back. I'm more sort of talking about the things that sort of pile up day to day. Right? Like, you know, it's the argument that you had with your mum or your dad or your sibling that you just are holding on to. And now every time you see them, you see them, you get frustrated, you think back to the argument, you're putting yourself back into the past, and you're constantly reliving that frustration and that moment over and over and over again, and constantly replaying it. Now, everything that science tells us about the brain is that it doesn't know the difference between what's actually happening and what we're imagining. So the more times that we constantly replay the past, all the things we wish we'd done, should have said, you know, reliving that moment, wishing that we'd, you know, slap that person around the face, or, you know, whatever scenario that we've come up with in our mind, It's not doing any favors for us. Constantly replaying moments in the past that we cannot change. We can't change the past. The past is the past. It's gone. It's been there. It's done, right? You can't go back and change things. So if you're constantly living your life, living in the past, waking up every single morning, replaying things, focusing on it, obsessing about it, what, you know, find yourself worry about that event that happened months ago, how on earth are you going to be happy and joyful in the present? How on earth are you going to plan a future that excites you when you are constantly replaying issues that have gone on in the past? And it also becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you are constantly thinking like, oh, this always happens to me, look at all this evidence I've got, you know, these things, I'm constantly attracting bad luck. Well, guess what? That's going to keep on happening. So my rule for life is to not hold on to things, to let them go, and let them go quickly. Like, I'll give you a scenario the other day. Like, I was riding my bike and I was coming to a busy sort of section in Torquay High Street, and a car just suddenly started to reverse. And old me would have reacted in the moment and then held on to that all day, replaying that situation. Oh, that stupid person, they weren't looking where they were going. How ridiculous. Or, you know, if we're driving and someone cuts us up, and instead of just instantly just letting that go, we take that into the day with us. We carry it around all day. We tell everybody at work, oh, there's this idiot on the motorway today, cut me up and made me late for work. Like, you're just constantly bringing all of that into your day. So my rule for life is learning to just let things go, not carry them around with me. I gave this analogy the other day of, you know, we've all got these balls that we're constantly juggling in the air, right? We've got balls that are glass that if we drop them, they're going to smash. So we want to prioritize these balls. So they could be health, they could be family, they could be your kids, but these are the balls that we want to prioritize. Then we've got these concrete balls, these balls that, you know, they're the things that we've been carrying around with us, the arguments, the traumas, the frustrations, the things that we can't control, our worries. We just need to just release them and let them go. And instantly we feel lighter, we feel happier, we feel like we can actually enjoy the day versus constantly bringing up the past. Like, yeah, we need to drop these concrete balls. We need to learn to not let things fester within us, to not hold on to these things, right? I mean, Dr. Joe Dispenza has this amazing quote of like, our personality becomes our personal reality. And I think this is so true, because if I look back at certain people in my life, and, you know, I think of one family member in at the moment I'm thinking of, this person just carried so much sadness with them every single day of her life. And she became such a negative, angry, bitter woman because she never learned to let go. She never learned to forgive. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to like my deathbed in many, many, many decades to go and look back and still be replaying things that happened in the past. Like, how depressing, right? And I think that this is what we do. We carry all this stuff around with us, all of this bitterness, all of this trauma, all of this sadness and this frustration, this anger. And then we try and put up these barriers around us because we don't want anyone to come in and trigger us. So we've got all these thorns that we've kind of got sticking out of us, and people are just kind of brushing past us and hitting our stuff, hitting our thorns, hitting our trauma, hitting our past experiences. And it's triggering us. That's why there's so much road rage. That's why there's so many people just, you know, flying off the handle at every second. It's because we haven't learned to release and let things go. I know I'm going on about this a lot now, but I just want to just, because it's such an important rule. How on earth do you expect to be happy and fulfilled in the present if you are still every single day replaying the past and not letting go of these past traumas? So rule number one, and honestly, if you turn off the podcast here and you just listen to this number rule, it will change your life. How do you let go of things? At the end of the day, I do a reflection and I ask myself this very question. Has anything happened today that I do not want to take into tomorrow? That's a really powerful question to think about. Has anything happened today that I don't want to take into tomorrow? Ask yourself that question at the end of every day. And if there is something you're still holding on to, whether it's, you know, a frustrating moment in a meeting or something that somebody said to you, right? Why are you holding on to that? Is it in your power of control to change it? Could you go and speak to that person and say, listen, what you said actually really offended me, or I didn't, you know, I'd like to talk about that because I think we're coming at this from two different angles, right? Unless you have the power to change it, and it, then there needs to be released. It needs to be let go of. Because when we obsess about things we have no control of, we give our power away. So rule number one for me, that served me very well. Because again, I think this is what I used to do. I used to hold on to every single thing and it just piles up, it piles up, it piles up, it piles up. We end up feeling anxious and depressed and miserable. I just start just letting things go. Things just do not, they don't have the opportunity to fester within me. Because I also know what that does within my body. It doesn't leave me in a very good emotional state. So I've just learned, I have a practice every night. I just go, I'm releasing that. That does not have a place in my present or my future. So the more you learn to let things go, the happier you'll be day to day. Huge one. The second rule that I have is to basically not let other people's opinions of me bother me. At the end of the day, what other people think of me has got, well, it's just absolutely none of my business. And as long as the people that I know, love and trust, love me, like me, think I'm, you know that I'm genuine, know that I'm authentic, know that I'm always coming from a good place, then everybody outside of that, it's none of my opinion what they think of me. At the end of the day, they don't live with me. They're not around me all the time. So they're only seeing a small micro piece of me. They might listen to this podcast. They might see my posts on social media, and they might automatically form a judgment of me. And what that judgment is, or what that opinion is, or what that thought is none of my business. And I think this is the most freeing thing that you can ever do. A book that I highly encourage every single person to read is The Courage to Be Disliked. I read that book and it changed my life, because what I came to realize is that so many people live their life not doing things because they are so fearful of what other people will think of them. An example of this is I was in a meeting the other day with a client of mine, and I've known this person now for a number of years. So if you're listening to this, you know who you are. And you know, I know they won't mind me saying this. I'm not going to mention their name because, again, everything that people say to me is private, but I do use these moments and these stories as again, examples on the podcast. And they said to me that they had this idea and this dream that they wanted to launch a coaching practice. And they were in a very well-paid job, a fantastic organization. And they were scared. They had built the website, everything was sort of ready to go, but they hadn't pulled the plug. And we sat there and we spoke about it for a while. And obviously they knew what they needed to do to make this happen. They needed to start obviously building a brand, announcing it to the world that that's what they were doing. And all of these fears came up. And again, it was just it was such a beautiful moment because, again, it was just that moment of like connection with another human being, with insecurities, with imposter syndrome. And this person was like one of the, you know, the top leaders of this huge organization. And people looked to them as like this inspirational leader. And they, just like everybody else, had the same insecurities, the same feelings of imposter syndrome, the same fears about what will people think of me. We all have it. And it was such a beautiful moment. And I just said to them, look, at the end of the day, if you've got a dream, you've got to do it. Because the worst thing, the worst fear of mine is living with regret. Fast forward yourself in 10 years' time. You haven't gone through this. You haven't given this a go. How would that make you feel? And the answer is not good. Frustrated, like disappointed, regretful. So I said, well, you've got no choice then, you have to do it. So we all have these insecurities. We all have these fears. And a lot of it is because we're so afraid of what other people think of us. And I'm here to say, who cares? Like, you know, at the end of the day, if someone judges you, it's not often because they, it's all from their own insecurities, right? It's because they see you out there doing it and they're not. And then they sort of go, oh, well, you know, it's like holding up a mirror, right? It's like, oh, well, if they're doing it and I'm not. And it just makes them feel, it feels bad. They feel bad. And, you know, most people that I know and surround myself with are very supportive, especially in Australia. I find it's a country where it really is fair go. And I think most people would look at that and go, good on them. They're giving it a good shot. But you also are going to get people out there that are going to judge you. Of course, they're going to be like, who do they think they are? And that's okay. Let them have their little moment because, again, hurt people. I always remind myself of this. And often it's all from their own insecurities or their own frustrations because they're not living a life that's true to them. They see someone else out there giving it a good go and they might, you know, that might trigger something within them. Again, maybe they haven't done the first step of the first rule of let things go, right? Or identify who they really are and what they want to do. So the second rule I have is don't let other people's opinions stop me or fear of what other people think stop me from doing what I really want to do. The amount of people that, you know, when I said I was starting a podcast, you know, that were so supportive, that were like, that's amazing. Oh my God, that's fantastic. And of course, there's another couple of people that's like, oh, God, everyone's got a podcast now and we're really negative. And I was just like, well, again, if I listened to those people, I would never would have started. But again, whether it's good praise or not good praise or bad, I almost might have like a filter. It sort of blocks out and I go, cool, thank you so much for your support. You know, not thank you for your negativity, but still, I'm still going to just make sure I live a life that's true to me and just continue on my journey because I don't want to live my life with regret. And just final thing about what other people think of me is none of my business. I also do not compare myself to other people because, again, this is another key piece, is that too many people are out there comparing their life to other people's lives. And how they're doing that mostly is on social media. And I'm not going to go into all of this because it's a whole podcast in itself, but, you know, people's social media is a highlight reel. It's, you know, oh, look at them, look at their perfect family. Well, they didn't also record the fact that it took them 20 times to get that one shot, right? Or look at that person, they're so successful. Well, they didn't record the 10 years it took to get to that point, right? Everyone on social media has, it's a highlight reel. No one's posting days of themselves where they're crying into their laptops, wondering, you know, if they can pay their mortgage next month, right? No one's recording that. No one's posting that. And I wish that people would share more of that. You know, I think that one thing I try and strive for on this podcast is to be a bit real, to be a bit authentic, to tell you that I don't have all the answers, that I still have my down days, that I still have days where I'm concerned, I'm feeling imposter syndrome, you know, I'm feeling anxious, right? We're all human beings, right? We all have these emotions. No one's got it figured out. So do not compare yourself and do not obsess about what other people think of you, because it is none of your business. And generally, people aren't thinking about you as much as what you think they are, because they're too absorbed and in their own life. So don't stop living your life because of your fears about what other people think of you. Okay. It's none of your business. Third rule I've got for life is no one is coming to save me. No one's coming to, and Mel Robbins says it's best, no one's coming to write the business plan. No one's coming to record the podcast. No one's coming to organize the events. No one's coming to practice the presentation. No one's coming to bring on new clients. Like, no one is coming to save me. No one's coming to make sure my mortgage is paid. Like, no one's coming. I am responsible for me, and I've got to make sure that I get up every single day and take full responsibility. And this rule has been really, really empowering for me, because there's been a few times in my life where I have got myself into a bit of a tricky situation. Like, one of the times was when I first left my corporate job in recruitment to set up my own business. And, you know, a lot of my friends was like, literally, I left, I didn't get paid any of the money that I was meant to be paid. It was a really awful situation, but I had a mortgage at the time, and I literally had just spent all of my savings sort of setting up the business. So I literally had a runway of, I think, about a month, and that was it. Now, in that scenario, I knew that, and I said to myself, no one's coming to save you, George. You've got yourself into the situation. You need to be the one to get yourself out. Now, that was really, really empowering, right? So I had to sit down and go, what am I going to do about this? So the first thing that I did was I got flatmates in, because I had, a decent sized mortgage, and I'd gone from earning a very nice pay slip every month to nothing. Obviously, I was starting my business. I didn't know when I was going to make the first placement. So I had to try and get some quick cash in straight away. So got flatmates in, that covered instantly just over half the mortgage. So I was like, cool. Now I know that I just need to make this amount of money to pay my bills each month, right? But that was the first thing I did. Second thing I did was I got to work. I got to work. I worked incredibly hard over those first 6 months to make sure that I was bringing on as many jobs as possible. So I started the recruitment company. I was doing a fantastic job with the clients, with the candidates, and I got my head down and I just worked. So this whole thought process of no one's coming to save me, I'm responsible for me, has served me well, because it has enabled me to have the discipline, the work ethic, to just make sure that I am always in a position where I can support myself, where I know I'm going to be okay. And that is one of my rules, that I've got to take responsibility for every single thing in my life. I've got to make sure that I am showing up as the best version of me. I've got to make sure that I'm constantly learning and evolving my skill set, because the world is changing at a constant pace. And if I'm not constantly evolving and changing with it, I could get left behind. Okay. So I'm always thinking, what could put me out of business? What's coming? What are the trends? What are the patterns? No one's coming to save me. No one's coming to educate. No one's coming to sort of, you know, here's a silver platter. Here's all the answers. I've got to go and find them for myself. So this mentality of life has really served me well. It's made me very independent, very, very sort of like driven. Of course, what, like anything, there is a light and there's darkness. It also has made me quite lacking empathy sometimes. It's made me quite a bit of a workaholic at times. So I'm very aware that there are these negativities to this piece as well. And I'm even more aware of it now the older I get. But looking back over the last, I guess, 10 years, having this mindset of I've got to take full responsibility for every single thing in my life, has served me well because it's enabled me, I guess, to find solutions to problems, think on my feet, have a problem solving mindset and not let anything sort of derail me. Or just, I guess what it's done is it's built this trust in myself. Like any situation I'm in, I sort of go, I've got this. I know I've got this because look at all these other times when I've been in a challenging situation and I've managed to get myself through it. So that is my rule number three. No one's coming to save me. Rule number four, prioritize my health. There were a time when I didn't do this and I suffered greatly, and I've learned my lesson from that. So I'm not going to go into too much detail on this because I've done a lot of podcasts on why health and well-being is so important, but I do now prioritize my health. I was listening, it was a podcast with Annie the other day, actually, about stoicism at work. And she said it beautifully. It was one of her rules. She said, you know, try and strive for balance. And you've got this pendulum. On one side, it's burnout. On the other side, it's burnout on one side and boredom on the other. And where we want to strive for is somewhere in the middle. So if we're sort of going to either of these extremes, it's bad. So when it comes to prioritizing my health, I make sure that I do meditate every day because I know that's really good for my mental hygiene. Like I brush my teeth, I want to make sure that I'm not sort of holding on to any of these thoughts, these negative emotions. So by going within and just spending sort of the first 15 minutes just noticing where my thoughts are at, where my feelings are at, and then journaling it out, that really sets me up for the day with this clear mindset, this clarity of thought, and this calmness as well. So I'm coming from this really lovely foundation. And then obviously I will get up, I'll do some form of movement, whether it's going for a walk to the beach, whether it's jumping on my bike, whether it's going to the gym, but movement really sets me up. And I just know that when I haven't prioritized my mental, spiritual, physical well-being, I'm not at my best self. I don't feel as energized. I don't show up with clarity of thought as much as I do had I meditated and worked out. So prioritizing my health is number one, because at the end of the day, if any of us, you know, get sick, we just know straight away, we can't do our work to the best of our ability. We can't show up for our family the way we want to. So don't neglect your health. It is absolutely crucial. And if we want to live long, happy, healthy lives, health of mind, health of body has got to be absolutely a rule. Rule number five, this has been a one that I think I have learned with wisdom. As I get older, I think about this more often, is that don't get so caught up making a living that you forget to live a life. And look, this has been a big journey for me. And again, it all goes back to that sort of pendulum of like burnout and boredom, right? Because I've been to both extremes, and both extremes have their big downside. So burnout absolutely rife in our society right now because people are just prioritizing all work and no play. And that used to be me. All of my 20s were all about getting ahead, making money, building a good business. And then I got to a point where I got so exhausted that I just then went to the other end of the pendulum and just wanted a complete break. So now I've learned that don't let it go to these extremes. Play somewhere in the middle. Yeah, sure, work hard, show up, you know, be the best that you can be, but then recharge. You know, take the weekends off, prioritize your mornings, schedule in some downtime, schedule in some just time just to be with and sit in the garden with a cup of tea. Like all of these things keep me now in balance. Like the other weekend after our event, Carl and I went up to Daylesford and we just had a beautiful weekend up in Daylesford, took the van. The other weekend we went down to Port Ferry and just spent a few days down there. So I'm very aware of when I just need these just sort of digital detoxes, these little breaks in throughout my year. And they're just so important to take. And even if it doesn't have to be a weekend away, it could literally just be, you know, you pop your phone and your laptop in a drawer for the whole weekend and you just take a digital detox, right? I appreciate not everyone can do that, but if you can do that, or just put your phone on airport mode for a few hours and go for a walk in nature, or whenever you're with your family, put your phone away or don't get your laptop out late at night, right? So we want to make sure that we don't just get so caught up in the day-to-day of building, making a living and, you know, striving towards things, that we actually forget to pause and smell the roses along the way and have fun and celebrate the milestones and enjoy life, right? Like, life is so precious. It's so short. Like, we're all just on this planet, just having, you know, constant little laps around the sun. If we're really lucky, we might get 85 or 95 or even 100 laps around the sun. If all of these, you know, new advances in technology has anything to do with it, we might even get more than that. But let's just say we all get to have 80 laps around the sun, right? How do we want to spend those laps? Do we want to spend those laps just constantly working in the grind, in the hustle? Or do we want to spend those laps in a place of, yeah, okay, we're working hard and we're really happy and we're really, like, you know, content with what we're doing and we're making good progress. We're having fun. We're, you know, enjoying life. We're spending time with our friends, with our family, and we're not obsessing about constantly get more. Like, we are in this place of gratitude every day for what we have, and we're just enjoying the journey along the way. So that's been a really big rule for me. It's just like, don't get so caught up in the goal and the mission and the business and the career and the all of the possessions that come with that. Enjoy life every single day, find joy in every moment, like, you know, smell the coffee in the morning, breathe in the fresh sea air, like, just take these moments throughout the day, throughout your week, to just remember that life is short and we're also here to enjoy it as well. Final rule, which has been, again, a big one for me, and one that I'm still very much working on, is detaching myself from the outcome. Anytime I've set a goal and I've said, I'm going to achieve this thing, I'm going to get this thing, make this business achievement, whatever it is, this career goal, and I've got it or haven't got it, I've just not felt the way I thought it I would feel. And there's nothing worse than working towards something and not quite achieving it and then being miserable or just being frustrated. Like, I think where I've gone wrong in the past is that I've been so caught up in the outcome of what I want to achieve that, again, I've not actually enjoyed the process and the journey and not taken stock of all of the micro wins along the way, the lessons, the progression that I've been able to accumulate from working towards this outcome. And I think that in the past, and maybe you can relate to this, I've attached a lot of my self-worth into achievement, into the achievement of the goal, into the end result, into the outcome. And as soon as you do that, you deprive yourself of so much joy, of so much happiness. So what I've learned to do is, yes, of course, have goals, of course, have things that we want to achieve, but also just know that life isn't linear and that things are going to come up that are completely outside of our control. Like, when I started CH Solutions, if you had told me 2.5 years into that business there was going to be a global pandemic and everything was going to shut down, I would have been like, you know, no, I've got goals, I've got things I want to achieve. And, you know, things happen in life that we have got no control of. And if we are constantly just working solely for an outcome, solely because that's what we want to achieve, and we just don't look up and around us, we're just not going to be happy human beings. So detach yourself from the outcome and just more lean into the journey, more lean into the growth, more lean into the lessons, more lean into those moments of joy, those milestones, celebrate them as you go. The outcome will come, but you can't really control when it comes. As long as you keep on showing up, you keep on taking the right actions, you manage your state, you're recharging, you're enjoying the journey, you're not burning out along the way, of course you're going to achieve the outcome that you want. But it might take longer than what you first expect. And that's the other thing, manage your expectations. You know, expectations, I think it's, you know, it's, again, I'm not saying don't have them, I'm saying manage them. right? Like, don't make, in the past, I've made them so big, these huge expectations of what I want to achieve every week and what I want to achieve every month. And then when I haven't met them, I've lost momentum, I felt exhausted, and I've beaten myself up and criticized myself. So again, I've just gone, these are my intentions. These are the things that I would love to make happen. And I would do everything within my control to make them happen. But there are so many things outside of my control. So as long as I show up every day and I take the right actions, I know the outcome will come, but it's not attaching myself to the outcome. It's not attaching my sense of worth, my identity into achieving the outcome. That's been absolutely crucial in my journey and now is a big rule in my life. So they are my 6 rules. I hope that there was a couple in there that you think, yep, okay, there could be some good rules that I want to implement into my life. Reach out to me, please. I love hearing from you. Let me know what your number one rule is. And let me know if you've got a rule that you go, Georgie, actually, they were great rules, but this is one rule that I've implemented into my life that you might want to think about as well. I love hearing from you. So please reach out to me. It makes my day. So that is today's episode. And, if you're listening to this when you're driving and there was something that really stood out, don't just sort of forget about it and go into the day. Like, make a note of it when you park up, just write it down and just really ponder over that. Think about how you could implement it into your day, into your life. Think about what that would look like. Because again, knowledge is only power when it's implemented. And the amount of times that I've just listened to podcasts, I've gone, oh, that's a nice idea, and not done anything about it. So make sure that if you have taken something away from today's episode, you write it down, you implement it into your life, because that's where the wisdom is, that's where the knowledge is, and that's where the change will come. So thank you so much for listening today. Like I said, reach out to me, leave me a comment. I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you.